The annual influx of people to the city of Kenai has come to a close. The personal use dip net fishery at the mouth of the Kenai River ended at midnight Sunday. A few people were fishing right up to the deadline. KDLL's Ben Stanton went to the river to find out who they are.
Maybe you remember staying up late at night to finish a big project or a paper that was due the next day, maybe for a class. You know there's nothing more annoying during that time than somebody interrupting and asking, "How's it going?"
Hey, how's it going? I'm from the local public radio station.
That can go for fishing, too, here on the Kenai River North Beach.
Mind if I sat with you for a quick minute?
Well, actually, I want to keep going.
At least for some of the 30 people with nets in the water.
Yeah. Thanks anyway. Good luck.
And some others.
If you have a quick minute, I didn't mean to interrupt you, but...
Oh, no, that's okay, man. That's okay.
Good luck.
Yeah, he's sharpening a knife anyway. And he only has an hour and a half until midnight, and that means no more fishing for dip netting.
Hey, how's it going?
And now I'm interrupting bathroom breaks, it turns out. This is not going quite that well.
I'm from the local public radio station. Okay, I didn't want to interrupt you.
I've been holding it for like 2 hours.
Yeah, that's all right. I got you, man.
Any pressure to fish or other kinds of pressure, it's probably self-imposed. Anyway, I have no regrets. And all right, Heidi Roebuck from Anchorage is here with her mom.
We're at home today, and we were trying to decide whether we wanted to come. And one of our friends came yesterday and said that there were no fish. But we decided to come anyway, and now we're catching a bunch.
And Roebuck says she hopes they're not still here at midnight, but considering this is her mom's favorite thing to do, it's up to her.
It's kind of hard to get her to stop when she gets started. So... I hope not, because we're going to try to drive home tonight.
Down the beach a little ways, Arnold Zepeda from Wasilla is coming out of the water with a fish.
It was pretty slow earlier. It just now started to pick up.
Just now, with 90 minutes to go.
It was pretty slow. They're finally starting to catch them now, yeah.
But regardless.
We're done for tonight. We're packing up.
Well, maybe there's a little more to do, actually.
My wife is calling me. I'm going to have to go.
Thanks a lot.
Yeah, and this is the first time this year that Tim Stoll from Wasilla has come to the dip net fishery, but they've caught a couple.
Yeah, we got down here kind of late.
They could still catch more in an hour and 20 minutes.
Right. Might get lucky, might get more.
Usually, he says his timing is better.
Last year, we did real good. Of course, we were on a boat. But this year, like I said, we got a late start, so... But we're enjoying it.
So will he catch as many as he wants to?
I doubt it. I don't think we have enough time.
Stoll apparently has no delusions about catching a huge amount of fish.
Well, if we catch about 4 or 5, I think that's pretty good, considering the time. We got down here about 9 o'clock.
Other people that were here a couple weeks back reported catching their limit within a couple hours in some cases. Fish are still coming in now, but not that many. Alaska Department of Fish and Game has revised their estimates for sockeye salmon down to 6 million fish, compared with the original 6.7 million. Well, that's a lot of fish, and even though the dip netting on the Kenai has been open since July 10, people are still in the water now. Not counting me, I'm not fishing, but I have waders on, and I'm keeping my eyes on my watch. There are...
5 people in the water.
5 people.
11:53.
And 7 minutes until the closure. Many people are packing it up for the night. You can hear the big metal dip nets dragged out through the gravel and sand. It's cloudy now and getting a little dark as midnight approaches, and a couple more fish are caught.
Do you know what time it is?
11:57.
Just a couple hearty souls are left.
2 in the water.
Standing still, shifting their feet occasionally.
11:58. 30 seconds.
And now it's down to 1. Will she catch a fish in the next 30 seconds?
Betty.
Well, no. But Betty Skin from Anchorage is positive about it. She and the others with her say, although it's not their limit, they have plenty of fish.
You take a chance and take a last day and look at how much you got. 1, 2, 3, 15 maybe.
Just today.
Huh? Yes. Yeah. Just no, but last 2 hours.
Oh, really?
Yep.
And Chuck Ross, also from Anchorage, says they were here a couple weeks ago, but it was not the weekend when there was a big push of fish.
Oh, no. We just missed it, of course. It's always, when you get down here, it's like, you should have been here last weekend. That's how it always is, you know?
The second to last person out of the water was Michael Ross from Wasilla. This is his first time dip netting.
All we had a hard time finding his waders. Because he's so big, he's like 270, maybe 5'9".
You didn't wear any waders?
He's 5'9 and 270, so we had a hard time finding him waders.
Well, how long were you in the water without waders? What were you wearing instead?
I'm just wearing regular clothes.
Oh, man. How long did that last?
High tide, I was out there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. Oh, yeah, I started getting out when I can't feel my feet anymore. So.
Do it again next year?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
And then hopefully this time we'll find... big enough waders for him.
And considering how cold the water can be and how quickly time can fly under pressure, that's a good idea. In Kenai, I'm Ben Stanton.